my gosh, we are live with the Wrestling Is Everything Is Wrestling podcast. I'm your host, Brian Kluger, and it's so good to be here because it is the biggest wrestling season of the year. It's the start of the year, goes from now until April. And it's just amazing here. We are part of the Multimedia Men brand on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Just type in Multimedia Men into iTunes or Stitcher Radio and you'll find us. Tons of awesome podcasts on this. One of them being this wrestling, pro wrestling. Wrestling is everything is wrestling. We have tons to talk about today. But I, of course, am joined by the fantastic, the magnificent Angie Sanders, the CrossFit queen. Last time you heard her, she was telling us her story on how she got to work with the one of the bad asses of WWE, Seth Rollins. But Angie, how are you doing today?
I am doing fan-freaking-tastic.
You are a fan of WWE, is that true? Yeah.
Yes, that is very true. I might be wearing a Seth Rollins shirt right now, as well as my Seth Rollins hoodie, one of my Seth Rollins hoodies, because I've got two. And I am known to wear them both at the same time. So, yeah.
And you are tattooed with Seth Rollins, right?
Yeah, I have a Seth Rollins autograph on my wrist. Now, before y'all think I'm a super fan, well, I am, but it's not only because I'm a super fan. I think I mentioned it last time that, you know, I kind of credit with him for saving my life because he's the whole reason I even know what CrossFit is. And CrossFit saved my life. So, yes, the tattoos because I'm a super fan, but it's also kind of a tribute to what he has done for me. So, yeah, I got the autograph on my wrist.
Well, good deal. I like this. I like this about you. I like that you love wrestling. First question of the podcast.
Yes.
What was your first memory of pro wrestling and when did you start watching it?
I started watching it when SmackDown SmackDown started. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, what about Hulk Hogan and Ultimate Warrior? And I'm probably going to catch a bunch of crap for this. But I was never big fans of, like, the glory days of the 80s and early 90s. I started watching for SmackDown, and it was Triple H that brought me, just made me fall in love with it. I loved Triple H, and I still do.
So SmackDown debuted back in the middle of 1999. So a very young Angie started watching wrestling back then. And oh God, it's been almost 18 years later. And she is still a fan. Are you a bigger fan now than you were back then? Or are you kind of fair weather now?
No, I am a much bigger fan now than I was then. Back then, I mean, we didn't have, you know, we had the internet, but it wasn't as accessible. We didn't have smartphones back then. And if you wanted to read about things that were going on behind the scenes, you actually had to go find a magazine. And that was just a lot of work. And I was just not into that. But now, if I want to find out things that are nitty gritty behind the scenes or have access to anything, it's all right there. YouTube, where I can go find old matches of the different wrestlers that I've come to love now as I see them. But I'm like, oh, hey, they wrestled back then. All right, I'm going to go look that up. But yeah, I'm a much bigger fan now. And I think it's mainly because of the access to all the information and history that I can get my little claws into.
No, that's excellent. I'm glad that's working. I'm just happy you're a fan because it's awesome. And once again, we are Wrestling Is Everything Is Wrestling podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Look us up under the Multimedia Men banner. Just type in Multimedia Men, iTunes, Stitcher Radio. Love us and like us, review us, smell us if you must. I don't know. But yeah, we're like I said, smell us. Smell
don't
us.
Smell us.
Don't smell us after a CrossFit workout.
No. There's no deodorant in all the world that'll make you smell good after a workout like that.
But let's get down. We have a lot to talk about because one of my favorite pay-per-views of the entire year as far as WWE is concerned is the Royal Rumble.
I think it's everybody's favorite, honestly. I've, like, asked a million people, not literally, but pretty close. I think it's definitely the favorite of wrestling fans because you never know what you're going to get. The Royal Rumble, in its very nature, is built for surprises.
It is, and if you're unfamiliar with Royal Rumble, basically the Royal Rumble match is 30 wrestlers in the ring. So each of these 30 wrestlers come out in 90-second increments. You don't know who's going to come out. And then it's a last man standing, so the last person in the ring of these 30 people wins a title shot at WrestleMania, the biggest event of pro wrestling.
And eliminated when somebody throws you over the top rope and both feet have to hit the floor.
Correct. And this Royal Rumble has been around for a very, 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 very long time. It was quite fun. And I must say the past several Royal Rumbles have been subpar at best, but goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
They
made up for it with this Royal Rumble. I highly recommended.
Go watch it on the network. $9.99 a month. That's my plug. Thank you, WWE.
Yes, yes. But we're going to get into this.
Yes.
Not only was it the Royal Rumble, but it was the first ever women's Royal Rumble match as well. And when you think of Royal Rumbles, you're like, wow, 30 people, 90-second increments. That's going to take like 5 hours. And yes, pretty much it does. It takes over an hour each match. So there were 9 matches that night, 2 of them which lasted over an hour. So yeah, it was like 4.5, 5 hour long pay-per-view. I mean, you get your money's worth for the most part, but my goodness, Angie, were you tired? Were you exhausted? Do you think the crowd was exhausted?
I think the crowd was they were spent. First couple matches, I mean, they started with the WWE World Heavyweight Championship, AJ Styles versus Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. That's what they opened the night with, okay? And that match was great. Pardon the pun, it was kind of phenomenal.
he's the phenomenal one, but yeah.
AJ's my number two boy. I love him. And it ended in controversy, which was just fun. I mean, I was watching it with my best friend, and I'm all like, Kevin wasn't the legal dude. Oh my gosh. You know, by the way, AJ Styles pinned Kevin Owens to retain the title. But yeah, I'm like, it was so much fun to watch. That's what they started with. And then they went into what was the next one after that? I don't even know. I was exhausted from the first match.
No, yeah, that first match with AJ Styles versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, a handicap match for the championship, you know, it lasted about 15 minutes or so. And, I mean, these three talents are just so good in the ring and tell a great story in the ring. And whenever Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn is involved, there's going to be controversy because of their characters. And AJ Styles is just one of the best people on the planet at wrestling.
He really is.
They're just too fun. It's just so good.
They tell a great story. The way that they work with each other, it's just, you can't stop looking at the match. You never know what they're going to do, how they're going to counter this move or that move. I mean, it's just beautiful.
Correct. So I would imagine at some point we're going to have this feud, this thing peter out, but nowhere, it's not happening anytime soon. But as you can see, AJ Styles literally is, he can beat anybody, which is always good. Another match, they did the SmackDown Tag Team Championships match.
That one. I forgot that one because I'm so mad about it.
So you had the Usos versus Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin. I love the Usos. Their characters are so good right now. I'm so glad they got out of, like, in the paint thing. And it was a 2 out of 3 falls match. Usos retained their title. It was a good match.
They super kicked my boy Chad Gable all to next Tuesday, you know?
Right.
My boy.
And it was a 2-0. Like, Usos got 2-0. So usually you would get, you know, several different falls, several different countouts or whatever. But yeah, this one, Usos just dominated.
Yeah, usually it's one team gets one, the other team gets the other. So the third fall, it basically becomes just a normal match at that point. I was not expecting the 2-0. I was not. So good job, guys.
Good job, Usos. Before we move on to the two main Royal Rumbles and the Triple Threat match, we have to do the Raw Tag Team Championships, which I think Angie might have swallowed a bitter pill watching this.
I think Kurt Angle needs to get a real paternity test on Jason Jordan. There was no integrity in that guy whatsoever. Jason Jordan is dead to me.
So you have to explain. So first of all, Cesaro and Sheamus, the Bar, versus Seth Rollins, your favorite. And for some reason, Seth Rollins is trying to put over Jason Jordan. I don't get it.
He's giving him the benefit of the doubt. Okay. So he has to share a title with this guy. He doesn't want to lose the title. So, okay, make the best of a really crappy situation. You know, I mean, Dean Ambrose is out. Obviously, that's who he would have chosen to hold the titles with, not some stupid idiot. And, as the architect, he's got to try to make that plan work. Unfortunately, Jason Jordan is not the guy that has Seth's back. I don't even know if Jason Jordan is in it for anybody but himself. But when it came to him, you know, trying to save the tag titles, he dropped the ball. He was, I don't know, what did he do? Stub his toe and all of a sudden he's got a concussion?
No, it very much so. There, Jason Jordan and Chad Gable, who we mentioned earlier, used to be a tag team called American Alpha, and they were amazing. For some reason, they split them up. And they're with different people now. And I know they wanted Jason Jordan to be, like, the awesome, great guy. But – and Jason Jordan, in real life, like, the dude is a legit pro wrestler. He's awesome. But, oh, man, how he's being booked, how he's being written. It's so terrible. And I feel bad every time Seth Rollins is in the ring. So it's like, okay. Like, Seth Rollins almost has become a jobber because of this angle.
Yeah, it's really upsetting me. But – you know, give Seth his credit. He rocked that match. You know, he took a beating. And, hey, I just got a segue a minute. His pants were awesome. I want those pants.
The fire pants. Pants.
Yes, flame on. Anyway, back to the match.
Flame on. Oh.
Back to the match. I mean, you know, Seth showed his resilience in that he can take a beating, a really bad beating, because the Bar did not let up on him. And he can give a beating, even in that exhausted, tired, beaten state, because he didn't make it easy for the Bar to win. He just, you know, it's Sheamus and Cesaro, two of the most hardest hitting guys in the ring who are in the business. They are extremely talented, especially Cesaro. And the two together are just a hard-hitting, fast-paced, when they want to be, team. And unfortunately, Seth Rollins was basically in a handicap match because Jason Jordan is, you know, I don't like talking bad about people, so I'm just going to stop it right there. But Jason Jordan is dead to me.
So, yeah, Jason, during that match, Jason Jordan just wasn't in it at all. And, like, just Seth had to – basically a handicap match. And
yes.
And prior to this match, Seth Rollins was in the Rumble. So Seth Rollins did double duty that night.
Yeah, and he lasted a pretty good time until the other person who's dead to me threw him out.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second for sure. Let's just get into the men's Royal Rumble match. We'll save the women's the best for last, but the men's Royal Rumble.
Well, long story short, Seth and Jason Jordan lost the titles, and the Bar, Cesaro and Sheamus, are now the new Raw Tag Team Champions.
That is true.
Okay. Yeah.
That is very true. Oh, it's so crazy to think they're trying to push Jason Jordan. I don't know where they're going with his character. I don't know if they're going to turn
him
full here.
Push him off a cliff is what I want to do.
Oh, so good. All right. Men's Royal Rumble match. Entrant number one. Every day is Rusev Day. Every day we're Machka-ing everywhere. I have never heard Rusev be so over as I did for Royal Rumble. Everyone wanted Rusev to win, and the dude lasted more than half an hour in the match. unfortunately, in that 30 minutes, he did not eliminate anybody, but he stayed in there. But yeah, Rusev was eliminated, the 12th eliminated person. Number two that came out was Finn Balor. Finn Balor stayed in the ring for...
like 55 minutes?
58, almost 58 minutes. And he eliminated four people.
Finn Balor's my pick.
Yeah, so Finn Balor, well, everybody wanted to do Finn Balor because, if you remember, Finn was the first person to have the Universal Championship title, but Brock Lesnar has that now, but Finn Balor had to give it up after a day because he was injured for several months. So everybody hoped that Finn would get the shot at WrestleMania and reclaim the title again, but I don't think that's the way they're going right now at all. So you had Finn Balor, which was great. You had Rhino come out, Baron Corbin, which was great because he lasted a minute. Heath Slater got a huge pop. Walk with Elias lasted a great 26 minutes, which was great. What's his name? Cian Almas came up from NXT.
That was awesome when I saw him. Oh, yeah. Wow. I marked out big time. Oh, by the way, the last time we talked, I hadn't been watching NXT. I'm kind of mad at you right now.
Why?
Because you know how big of a fan I am of wrestling, and you didn't mention to me about a certain guy named Aleister Black, who just kind of snuck up on me when I started watching NXT again after our last conversation. And I'm all like, oh, my goodness, who is this? And I think I texted you that day saying, I'm mad at you.
Yeah, I think you did, too. You're like, how did you not tell me about Aleister Black?
About Aleister Black? So, okay. But anyway, we digress a little bit. But Andrade Cien Almas. And the night before, he had put on just the best match I have seen in a very long time against Johnny Gargano. Sorry, I know I'm jumping everywhere, but I was surprised to see Andrade in the Royal Rumble based on that fact alone, on the match he put on the night before.
No, yeah, and he lasted 30 minutes in the Rumble, too.
Another cool thing about the Rumble, if you go back and watch it, the majority of the entrants, the first half, like the first 20 or so, are all from NXT or had something to do with NXT. Even Rhino was in NXT before they brought him back up, you know, to the main roster. You know, just everybody's like when Sheamus got in, he was knocked right back out. And it was back to a bunch of NXT guys. But Rusev, Finn Balor, the first two guys, NXT, you know, that just speaks volumes to that developmental third brand, you know?
Because everybody loves them. They're so good.
Everybody loves NXT, and it just speaks about the talent that is there and has come from there.
Yeah.
It's, you know, that was one thing I just kept noticing is everybody who started coming out, NXT. I think it was about Kofi Kingston where it stopped being regular NXT entrants. But, like, Big E, Xavier Woods, all of them, you know, were from NXT. Even
Shinsuke.
Elias, Shinsuke, you know, just all these people.
Yeah. Seth Rollins.
Jinder Mahal. You know, talking about old school NXT, it was Jinder Mahal who Seth beat for the NXT championship to be the very first NXT champion.
Yeah.
I know my Seth history or anything.
No, you don't. Nope. Not at all.
At all.
Yeah, so there's a lot of really cool people in. You have Cesaro. Some of the surprises. The Hurricane. Stand back. There's a hurricane coming through. Unfortunately, he lasted 45 seconds, but it was hilarious.
Yeah, stupid John Cena.
Yep. And then...
Rey Mysterio.
So before we get to Rey Mysterio, Adam Cole, baby.
Adam Cole also, which was another surprise considering the match that he had with Aleister Black the night before.
Correct.
That was a killer match, too.
That it really was. And then one of the biggest pops of the night, Rey Mysterio came back. And it looks like he will be back. And, ooh, shit. Rey Mysterio is a big dude now. Like, not like a fat dude, but, like, if you watched him at any point in, like, the late 90s or early 2000s and you see him now.
He's put on some muscle.
Dude, he put on, he's like Triple H muscle now.
Not that bad. But no.
No, he looks the best that he's ever had.
Yeah, and he can still go in the ring, too. He didn't stop wrestling. I mean, he was one of the big names in Lucha Underground for a while. Like I said, I think the last time we talked, there is a match between Prince Puma, a.k.a. Ricochet, who is, hey, a signee now.
On NXT.
And Ray Ray and Ricochet tore the house down when... in Lucha Underground. I mean, that's like one of my ultimate favorite matches. But yeah, Ray Ray can still go.
No, he still, yeah, he can. He's insane. He's like 5 foot tall and just
5'6".
I exaggerate.
Because when I started watching wrestling and when he was, when he signed from WCW, I looked up his stats. I'm like, oh, he's as tall as I am. So now every time I see Rey Mysterio in the ring, I'm like, oh, so that's how tall those guys would be if I was standing next to them.
Yes, that is them. But yeah, Rey Mysterio is a good deal. And then, of course, you have The Miz, you have Randy Orton, Titus O'Neil, Goldust, and Roman Reigns enter the Rumble. And then the last entrant, which just...
Confused me.
And I feel like they wanted it to be a really big deal, a really big pop. It was Dolph Ziggler. Yeah, it was Dolph Ziggler, entrant number 30. Dolph Ziggler a few weeks ago just kind of... He won the title, and then he...
Best title.
Yes, he abandoned it and just left... Everybody thought he retired. It didn't make sense. And then he's the number 30th entrant, but he was only in it for...
Which really didn't make sense.
Yeah, he was only in it for 2 minutes because he was the last one out. He only eliminated one person, and he was eliminated by Finn Balor. But it was just it was really weird how that happened.
Yeah, if... You know, not that I try to be a backseat booker sometimes, but if they wanted him to have a big pop coming back, they should have kept him out more than a month.
Yes, I agree.
I mean, what was the point of that? Is he going to go for the U.S. title now that he's never let it go? Was he just taking a nap? I don't know. I'm really confused about Dolph Ziggler. Really good.
Yeah, I don't get why they had him. It was not great. It didn't get the pop it needed. Everybody's like, all right.
Okay. It's Dolph. Okay.
Didn't make sense. But
no. At
the end of the Rumble, there were four people left in the ring still, and that was basically the older, biggest members against the newest, younger members. So basically you had Shinsuke Nakamura and Finn Balor against John Cena and Roman Reigns. And
he was dead to me.
Boy, the crowd was brutal to Roman and Cena. And
my favorite chant of the Royal Rumble was John Cena and Roman Reigns standing in the ring next to each other and the crowd going, "You both suck." I'm all like, that entire crowd is saying what I want to say because, I mean, it's really hard for me to like Roman Reigns. The only time I seem to enjoy him is when he's with the Shield. And even then it's like, oh, hey, look, it's Roman. And, but he threw out Seth Rollins, which really put me against him. And then there's John Cena I'm going to admit something. I've only cheered for John Cena one time. And that was when he was facing Roman Reigns, if that tells you anything. I have a storied, well-documented hate of John Cena. And I cheered for him when he faced Roman Reigns. If that should tell you how much I don't like Roman Reigns.
It's I don't get it because I like both those guys so
and
much.
I don't. I've tried. Well, not John Cena, but...
It's so funny because they're both excellent wrestlers. They both put on some of the best matches, but their booking in the past several years has not been great. But what everybody hopes, and like if you go statistically in the past Royal Rumbles, a lot of the people who win Rumbles are normally like the biggest guys in the business. And we just don't want that. We want like the new guys. We want like a Shinsuke. We want a Finn Balor to win.
There was one time when people wanted Roman Reigns to win, and that was actually when Batista won it. What 2014?
Right.
Yeah, that was the one time I can remember everybody liking Roman Reigns. He was over big time, and then just a year later, he wins the Royal Rumble and gets booed out of the building. So
yeah, it's his booking. It's not him per se. It's just like his people who write for him. It's mm-hmm. just he's just playing the part. But like his matches, he puts it all in.
Yeah, he is a good wrestler. You know, I mean, he got a lot of crap at first for being a really bad wrestler. And I'm like, wait, hold on, guys. No. Because, you know, I'd gone back. We were talking about the access to information. Go back, watch his developmental matches. He's green, but he's not crap. He pulled off a lot more moves than he does currently, but again, there's restrictions of what he can and cannot do. And so, I mean, he has talent. I'm on the Roman sucks side of things, especially after he threw Seth out of the Rumble.
It was a good moment. It was a fun moment. It was funny. They both gave it just like, oh, all right. I see how you did it. I see what you did there.
Yeah. I'd probably be a lot more upset if Seth was upset. But, you know, this is my own. Seth's okay with it, but I'm not.
Correct. So you have these four guys in the ring. And you're just hoping that Shinsuke, well, we all thought Shinsuke was going to do it because at some pay-per-view, Shinsuke and AJ Styles came face to face and just the crowd went insane. So I think even though we've seen Shinsuke versus AJ Styles before, I think that is going to be the big, the very big WrestleMania moment, or at least one of the big ones. So Shinsuke won. He was number 14 to enter. He stayed in the Royal Rumble for 44 minutes and 38 seconds, and he eliminated three people. Finn Balor and Roman Reigns beat that, each of them eliminating four people. But Shinsuke did it. Shinsuke is the winner, and he's pretty brand new to WWE, as far as the last year and a half, 2 years, but he's been in the wrestling world forever, but he's one of the best and he's the most fun, like at least entrance wise. And just, you know, when he like does his taunting, come on, it's just,
I can't stand it.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it so much.
Another one, we are polar opposites. I am not a Shinsuke fan.
Why don't you like
fan.
It? What? How can you not like the best wrestler ever to live?
Because he's not the best wrestler to ever live. I like his entrance music. His entrance is too long, and he annoys me. I can't stand good vibrations. I can't stand that taunting, come on. I can't stand. I don't get it. I don't get the hype, but I was happy that he won.
But you know who's worse than Shinsuke?
Who?
Seth Rollins.
You're dead to me. There's so many people who have died lately.
Seriously, you're all dead to me.
Silence.
Oh, that's so funny. I just, a little bit of that soul died inside Andrew just now. It was so funny.
Yeah, just a little bit.
A little bit. But yeah, it was, I'm glad. You know what?
I was happy that Shinsuke won. Like I said, Finn Balor was my pick. He's who I wanted to see win. and who I was cheering for most of the time. I say most of the time because when Sammy came in at number 10 after he beat up Ty Dillinger for that spot, I was like, ooh, that would be an interesting twist. I mean, they lost their title opportunity, but if Sammy won the Rumble, then there'd be nothing Shane could do about taking away that opportunity.
Never going to happen. It was never going to happen.
I happen to like the underdog from the underground.
There you go. My pick before the Rumble started, my heart pick, my brain pick was Shinsuke, but my heart pick was The Miz, I so wanted The Miz to win the Rumble, and I so wanted The Miz to have a main event at WrestleMania, like, just fully on, just because The Miz is so amazing, but it's not happening yet, although The Miz is fantastic. That was my pick.
He's awesome.
But yeah, it was a great men's Rumble, but the women's Rumble was a little better. But before we get to the women's Royal Rumble, we got to talk about that triple threat match for the Universal Championship between Brock Lesnar, Kane, and Braun Strowman, which lasted 11 minutes, which is a very long match for somebody like Brock Lesnar. So, of course, Brock Lesnar's champion still. Braun Strowman was...
By the skin of his teeth, he's still champion.
Well, you know, Braun Strowman put up the fight, but Braun, you know, was, you know, selling the injury outside the ring. And then, of course, it's very easy to defeat Kane. Brock Lesnar did it. And, of course, Brock Lesnar didn't defeat Strowman. He defeated Kane, but it's a triple threat. So whoever pins who wins.
Yeah. But so, you know, Strowman was never pinned. He was wonderful in that match. Wonderful.
All of them were pretty good in the match, and we have to talk about that punch heard around the world. In the ring, Braun Strowman did a stiff knee to the face and head of Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar, just sometimes you get hit in the face and you just get kind of pissed off for a second. So what happened to Brock Lesnar? After that happened, Brock Lesnar legit UFC punched Braun Strowman in the face, and it was amazing to watch in slow-mo. And it legit knocks Braun Strowman for reals, like, loopy, and you could totally tell that it did right after it happened. You don't fuck with Brock Lesnar. Like, no. Just don't do it.
Yeah. He was UFC champion. He knows how to throw a punch.
Yeah, he did. I mean, the match was good and fun, but just the highlight was that Strowman, you know, stiff kneeing Lesnar to the face, and you see it right after it happens. Lesnar's just not happy about it. Like, what the fuck? He even says something like "motherfucker" and like legit. UFC punches Strowman in the face. And when they show it in slow motion, like the skull and the skin just, ooh, it's bad. But they finish the match. And
sometimes you get little gems like that watching wrestling.
Yes, you do. And of course, Lesnar will be champion till WrestleMania because they'll even have Strowman or Roman take the title from him.
I'm really hoping it's Strowman.
So, I don't know how they're doing that. But, I mean, they can have Strowman do it, and then they'll have Roman Reigns do it. The end game is Roman Reigns to be the champion.
Why did they do that to us? I don't understand. Why?
Roman Reigns is amazing. You have to get on that boat.
I'm not gonna. I will swim. I will drown first. Thank you.
I'm not going to get on that boat no matter what. All right. Let's get on to the Women's Royal Rumble. The first ever Women's Royal Rumble. Same rules for the women, for the men. We'll get into that right now. The first entrant in the Women's Royal Rumble ever was the legit boss, Sasha Banks. She stayed in the match for a enormous 55 minutes. She stayed in it pretty much the entire time. And with Sasha Banks in that Royal Rumble match, and as we saw on Raw, I do believe finally, Sasha Banks is turning heel.
Yes. She's a much better heel than she ever was a face. As a face, she fell flat. You know, it was like, oh, yeah, everybody's happy to see her. And then what does she do? How do you be a legit boss who doesn't care about anybody if you care about everybody?
Yeah, yeah, no, I totally agree. It's very rare where there's a face that people like, you know? You know, you have to be something like Stone Cold Steve Austin, like the anti-hero. Or even like the New Day. Like when the New Day first started out, they were like horrible heels. Like they cheated to win, but everybody loved them. So you kind of have to be the kind of an anti type of face. And Sasha Banks was just full on baby face and just the good girl, kind of like, what's her name? Bailey. Which,
who I also can't stand.
Yeah, I can't stand. We agree finally.
Finally, we found something we can agree on that we don't like Bailey.
Like, I legit threw my hands in the air when Bailey got eliminated here.
I'm like, finally. Oh, no. I'm like, thank you. But no, it's like with Sasha, one thing that really does annoy me is how she keeps saying she's a 4-time women champion. I'm like, okay, great. How many times did you defend that title, sweetie?
Yeah, exactly. 4 times.
4 times. How many times did you lose that title?
Yep.
4 times.
Exactly. Let's see what else. So Sasha Banks was the first. Becky Lynch was number two. She stayed in the match for 31 minutes. She did a really good job. And then Sarah Logan came out, and Mandy Rose came out. And then, of course, Lita came back.
My teenage girl screamed out because I remember when Lita debuted on Sunday Night Heat with S.A. Rios. All right? And then when she pulled out a moonsault for the very first time, I'm like, women didn't do that back then. And Lita did. And I fell in love with Lita. And then she was part of Team Extreme and doing things with the guys back when they let the guys wrestle the girls. You know, she was doing things that I wished I could do. She was an inspiration to me as a girl. You know, it's like if she can be, you know, she showed me what it was like to be a strong woman. You know, I love Lita, and to see her come back for the Royal Rumble, the Women's Royal Rumble, it was just an amazing moment just to have her there.
Correct.
Sorry.
It was good. Lita was awesome. She is definitely that. She got to eliminate 2 people. She was in it for 6 minutes. After Lita, Kiari Sane from NXT came up, which was awesome. And then you had Tamina, Dana Brooke, then Tori Wilson. Tori Wilson came back. If you watched wrestling in the Attitude Era, you would know that Tori Wilson isn't really a great wrestler, but she was more known for like bra and panties matches and pillow fights. But after she left,
I didn't see her.
No, I was super excited to see her because I remember watching it so much then, but after she left WWE, she became like a hardcore fitness instructor, and she like looks great, and she got down. Tori Wilson.
Oh, yeah. She did hold her own in the Rumble. It was kind of a, oh, hey, it's Tori. Cool.
Yep. And then you had Sonya Deville, Liv Morgan, and then, of course, one of my favorites ever, Molly Holly.
Yeah, you called that one.
Yeah. Love Molly Holly. She looked great. She did well. She eliminated somebody in it for 4 minutes. She was awesome. And then, of course, Lana came out, and Lana doesn't really know how to wrestle well, but she just kind of, like, cat fights right now, and it's fun because everybody likes Lana.
She's a throwback to the era of women's wrestling I didn't like.
Correct. But her character is great. And then Michelle McCool came out. Who would have thought Michelle?
That was cool. That was badass.
And she had a whopping 5 eliminations.
I know. It was just like, you're out, and you're out, and you're out. Like,
yeah, it's insane.
Michael Undertaker's wife.
And then you had Ruby Riott, and then the comedic section in the middle of the Rumble of Vicky Guerrero, who came out and started yelling and then got eliminated by everybody within less than a minute.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was good. Carmella was in it. Carmella. Yeah, she was. Carmella wasn't going to win because she still has money in the bank. She's going to cash that in most likely now at WrestleMania. And then you have Natalia, who came out. Kelly, which was awesome.
That was pretty cool.
Yep. Naomi, Jacqueline, which was awesome to see because I was a big Jacqueline fan.
Yes.
And then Nia Jax, who's one of my favorite in the world. I love Nia Jax. She... I have a feeling that Nia Jax can, like, legit be the next Charlotte Flair. Like, be just...
Your face.
Ruthless. She eliminated four people.
The queen is still here.
Huh?
So the queen is still around.
Yeah, the queen is still around, but she... Nia hasn't gotten a push like her. And I think... I really think Nia Jax can hold the women's title for years at a time. Because she's that awesome. But yeah, she was in it for 18 minutes, eliminated four people. She was she's a hoss, man. She just...
I do adore her.
She's awesome. Ember Moon came up from NXT.
Surprise. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's Ember.
Yeah, Ember. She's a Dallas girl. She's a Dallas
girl. Yes, yes. Sad moment in the NXT takeover when they announced Ember from Dallas, Texas, and the Philly crowd started chanting Dallas sucks. That kind of broke my heart a little bit.
Yeah, very sad, very sad. But, you know, Philly Eagles and Dallas Cowboys, there's a rivalry. And then you had Beth Phoenix, which you would imagine you would have seen her, too, the first Rumble. But it was cool. It was great to see her. And then, of course, number 25, Asuka.
My pick.
Yep, Asuka. That's who we all thought was going to win, and she ended up winning. Then you had Mickie James, and then the return of the Bella Twins. Nikki and Brie were number 27
cool.
and 28. Yeah, it was great. I mean, Nikki Bella eliminated four people.
Yeah, I was actually surprised to see Brie. I figured Nikki would come back, but I was really surprised to see Brie.
No, it
Brie was
great.
A surprise for me.
Yeah, it was great to see both of them. Brie... they definitely eliminated it was sister rivalry there. And then Bailey came out number 29, and luckily she was eliminated. And then number 30, one of the best wrestlers of all time, Trish Stratus, came back to the WWE and eliminated three people and did all of her amazing things.
Yes, I loved seeing Trish. I'm all like, yay!
So I thought Trish was going to come out. I was like, how can they not do it without her? But when she came out as number 30, I was like, okay, if Asuka doesn't win, the only person that should win this is Trish Stratus. It's like, oh my God, a last run for Trish. That would be so awesome. Crazy to believe... About a year prior to this match, Trish Stratus was pregnant and gave birth.
Yeah.
And, dude, she came out, and I can't believe that. That is insane.
Mom kicked ass.
Yeah, she did. Mom kicked ass. But Asuka won.
Yes.
And Asuka is undefeated in WWE right now. She is real, like... literally could kill anybody. There is a reason people chant Asuka's gonna kill you.
Because Asuka will kill you.
Yeah, yeah. She will.
It's like when you see Asuka smiling in the ring, it's not a good thing. You need to run and take a count out.
Correct.
Take the count out, otherwise things are got to get really bad for you.
Correct.
Really
correct. Yeah. So, yeah, Asuka won. It was great. Asuka was in it for 20 minutes. She eliminated three people. And then, after the Rumble, which is a bit of a controversy, which some people don't think should have happened at that moment, but maybe on a future episode of Raw or SmackDown, what happened?
The baddest woman other than... Asuka came out. Ronda freaking Rousey. Rowdy Ronda Rousey came out. Because, okay, Asuka winning put her in position to choose which champion she wanted to face at WrestleMania. All right, that's all well and good. We have Charlotte and
Alexa Bliss.
Alexa Bliss in the ring, and we're about to find out who is Asuka going to choose. And out comes Ronda Rousey. And, I mean, she didn't say anything, but she made her intentions well known. She wants Asuka at WrestleMania.
Well, the story writes itself. So, Ronda Rousey, who you probably know from UFC, been rumored to join WWE for a long time. She did come out. She is full-time WWE now. And Yes, he came out to the Joan Jett song Bad Reputation, which is great. And she came in, she held out her hand to Asuka, and Asuka slapped it away. And you got to think, what is Asuka's finishing move? The armbar. What is Ronda Rousey's finishing move? The armbar. Armbar.
They both do a flying armbar. It's just beautiful.
Yep. It's a. It's going to be armbar versus armbar WrestleMania. Book it. It was done months ago, and that will free up. Because Asuka... So, if Asuka gets the title, you know, you have to think, like, in a certain pay-per-view, Asuka is going to have a title match, and she might win it. Or they're going to do a four-on-four, like a fatal four-way between... Well, I guess if they did that, no, it would have to be a triple threat because they're not going to unify the titles. So,
no, not unless they're going to unify the rosters, and there's just no way they're going to do that with the rosters stacked as it is, as they both are.
Correct. So it would probably be Charlotte Flair, I would imagine, with Asuka and Ronda Rousey. And
in order to do that, you would have to get Charlotte off of SmackDown. Because right now, Asuka is very much a Raw superstar. And Ronda shook Stephanie's hand, who is the commissioner of Raw. So that would put her on Raw. So that would be, I'm sorry, Alexa, you're about to lose the title.
Yep, that's true. And Alexa's awesome in the ring at all times. Her character's great. But it's the year of Asuka and Ronda Rousey. It'd be interesting to see how Ronda acts with everything, but a lot of people thought this was controversial because they thought it took away from the first ever moment for the Women's Royal Rumble.
And see, I disagree. Everybody, I think people would have been upset if Ronda hadn't come out because number 30, there were only two people that people would have been happy it would have been. Trish being one, who it was, Ronda being number 30. And this way, for those people who wanted to see Trish but still wanted to see Ronda, got our cake and ate it too. We got them both.
True. No, I agree. I mean, I enjoyed it. I was like, oh, Rousey's here. She's here.
Yep. There she is. Hey, hey, hey.
So we don't know how long it will be until she actually comes back out.
She did not come out the next Monday on Raw.
No, like, she did not.
But
I'm sure she's not ring ready yet. Like, she might be able to cut a promo a little bit, but ring ready, I would give her another month or two before she actually has like a really short first match where she might come out and just do the armbar and that's it. But by WrestleMania, she'll have a full-fledged match, and we'll see how that works, because I could definitely see Asuka and Ronda Rousey legitimately turning it into a real fight in the ring. Just going full UFC on it. Yeah, it'll be crazy. But yeah, it was a great Royal Rumble. Like, they really did it for the fans. They did the things right. And you have to believe. You have to go ahead.
Sorry. I was going to say, it was definitely the best Royal Rumble I've seen in years.
Yeah.
I was happy with most everything. I would probably think if I was going to do something different, it would probably be only do like one Royal Rumble match, you know, but like alternate it. I don't know if this is even possible. I don't know. It just seemed like two Royal Rumble matches was a lot because the first match kind of killed the crowd. And so while the Raw Tag Team titles was, you know, a decent match, even though my poor Seth Rollins got beat up the entire time, the crowd was dead. And it's because they had no energy left after the Men's Royal Rumble.
No, so. Yeah, it's a lot to take in. And when you go to a WWE event or any wrestling event and you're an audience member, you're not going to be hyper after watching a match. You're going to be exhausted because you're yelling and screaming and clapping and standing up. And it's just
– So it takes some time to get that energy back.
Correct. So it's a long pay-per-view. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. So – the next pay-per-view coming up will be on February 25th. And it will be in Paradise, Nevada at the T-Mobile Arena in Vegas. And it will be Elimination Chamber. There's already matches signed up, which are the two Elimination
Chambers. This is a Raw exclusive pay-per-view, by the way.
Correct. A Raw exclusive. And there will be two Elimination Chambers. The first women's Elimination Chamber match will be this month, or February 25th. And right now, in the Elimination Chamber for the men's, is Braun Strowman, Elias, and John Cena. Three others will enter the Elimination Chamber. And as of right now, for the Raw Women's Championship Elimination Chamber, Alexa Bliss, the current champion, is involved in the Elimination Chamber. That's all we have to go on Elimination Chamber so far.
Yeah, it's still pretty soon to, I think, make too many predictions. I figure that Nia will be in the women's match. I would be surprised if Sasha wasn't in the women's match. Who else? You know, maybe throw Bailey in there for giggles.
Yeah. we don't know, but as of right now, matches that are probably going to be booked will most likely be Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt again. They're going to have their match at...
Yeah, but they already had a match where Bray won clean.
Yeah, but Elias defeated Matt Hardy to get into this Elimination Chamber match from a distraction from Bray Wyatt. So they're going to do Matt Hardy, Bray Wyatt again.
Confused about that feud.
And then on this past Raw, the main event was John Cena and Finn Balor, where John Cena defeated Finn Balor. Finn Balor is out of the Elimination Chamber, at least right now. So we'll see. I mean, I've seen John Cena in the Elimination Chamber match, and he's always great in it. But, yeah, we'll see what happens here with Elimination Chamber and what's to come. But as far as WrestleMania... No, go ahead.
I was figuring Roman might make an appearance. You know, just trying to think of who would be for the title.
The Miz?
I honestly think that... Here's my bold prediction. I think Roman is done with the Intercontinental title, and I think that Seth is going to go for the Intercontinental title because I understand that Jason Jordan might actually be legit injured, so that's maybe a reason they took him, you know, the titles off of him. But the Raw 25-year celebration episode, they showed some footage after everything went off the air, and it had all the DX guys, all, you know, everybody who was in the ring, and Miz came out and Seth came out too, because Miz was running his mouth and Seth came out, and it ended with Seth curb stomping, which was, he came back. I love that move. He ended up curb stomping the Miz, and that happened again at the Rumble. So I'm thinking in my fantasy booking that Seth is going to go for the Intercontinental title and they're going to put Roman back in the Universal title scene. That's my bold prediction. There you go.
Correct. Yeah, I do believe Roman Reigns will be in the Elimination Chamber because the Elimination Chamber match, whoever wins, will go on to fight Brock Lesnar for the Universal Championship at WrestleMania. So it's either going to be Roman or Braun Strowman, one of those. So we will see. We will see. It definitely won't be John Cena. It won't be Elias yet. Yeah, we'll see. You never know. Triple H might put himself in it. Who knows?
Hunter can do anything he pleases.
Yes, he can. So, yeah, I think that's what we can look forward to. And that is what's going on in the world of the WWE pro wrestling right now. Here on Wrestling Is Everything Is Wrestling. Angie, you've always and will forever be a lovely, amazing, fantastic, smart host.
Well, thank you.
Any final lasting thoughts for this podcast this week?
Jason and Jordan is dead to me forever and ever and ever. I'm hooked on this. And I forgive you for not telling me about Aleister Black.
Because now you have a lot of Aleister Black to look forward to.
Yes, and I've already looked up everything. Yay. And if you're not watching NXT, now is the time to do it because Tommaso Ciampa is back.
That is very true.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. If you have not seen TakeOver Philadelphia from this past Saturday night, if you want to see the definition of the last hour of a pay-per-view being perfect, Ember Moon versus Shayna Baszler, amazing. Aleister Black versus Adam Cole, better than that. And then Johnny Gargano versus Andrade Cien Almas, better than that. So I had no idea how the crowd just didn't die out of exhaustion from as amazing as all three of those matches were. Go watch them. There. That's my last notes or messages for everybody. Watch NXT.
And on that, final thought, we love you. We're glad you listened to us. Multimedia Men, iTunes, Stitcher Radio. We'll be back very, very soon with another episode of Pro Wrestling.
Love you guys.